This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 1041 FM KMOX. Happy Wednesday. I'm all screwed up with this doubleheader.
Is it Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Feels like a Thursday.
Well, because it's a day game, and that's usually like a getaway.
Yeah.
Because we had that plan for tomorrow, which is still happening tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah.
I wasn't happy or sad, but I was giddy. Last night, driving home, when I heard Paulie and Rooney make the announcement that it was rained out. And it wasn't, I mean, I have to work the same amount. It was just like, I'm hearing this first. I don't know how to describe it, but yeah. It was just like, wow.
Like,
yeah, woo, look at that.
Look what I learned.
Information in my brain. Not exactly a classic game today.
No, it was awful until the ninth. I mean, not awfully played, just kind of slow. Cardinals missed a lot of opportunities, right? They drew six walks before the ninth inning and just only had three hits and missed a couple opportunities. Unfortunate double play with Victor Scott getting doubled off on a bases-loaded line drive that was smoked by Newt. But then you got it done in the ninth.
Yeah.
Back-to-back-to-back jacks.
Crazy.
You know, home runs matter.
Yeah, you were making that point.
I got to give a tip of the cap to our buddy Ricky Horton, because he brought it up during the broadcast that in the first... these aren't the exact numbers, but in the first 8, 9, 10 games of the year, the Cardinals had 16 home runs, something like that, and they had 8 since. Well, it's not a coincidence that you scored a lot of runs in those games when you're hitting home runs, and when you're not hitting home runs, you're not scoring a lot of runs. Mm-hmm. Even though people hate it and they push back against the idea, to score runs consistently in modern Major League Baseball, you need to hit home runs. You just have to, because it's super hard to string hits together.
And outside of today, how is our team built for that?
I mean, it should be okay. You know, you look at one of the guys that you expect home runs from is not getting them for you, but you think he will in Contreras. But Donovan's provided a little bit. Obviously, you know, Newt Barr's given you a few. But the guys you need to do it to really kind of reach the level you want to would be Gorman and Walker and Burleson, you know, that core, that group of guys. And in addition to that, maybe some Arenado. And he's gotten more this year. So he's on a little bit better home run pace this year, but they're not a team that's going to get it from like one or two guys.
So
they're going to need it from 7, 8, 9 guys, not hitting 30, but all of them hitting 18 to 25.
I know that the narrative is runway, and especially Walker has as much runway as he needs,
yeah,
and he's going nowhere. But realistically, if he keeps this pace.
I don't think he will. You know, he started well, right? And then he's gone into a funk. So now what you got to do is get him out to the other side of it. Because he's a streaky guy at this point of his career. And the worst thing to do is try to decide, is he the guy when he's on the hot streak or is he the guy when he's on the cold streak? We have no idea. The job now is for him to learn how to get out of it. And if he doesn't, I mean, after a certain period of time, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to reduce playing time.
I thought Ali made a really good point. It's kind of an obvious point,
yeah,
but I'd not thought of it last night, maybe during your show, I forget. But he was talking about this is why it's so much easier to get to the big leagues than it is to stay in the big leagues.
Yeah.
Because the league figures you out and figures out what you can hit and what you can't and feeds you only the bad stuff.
Yep.
And then if you figure it out, they'll adjust again.
Yes, and then you've got to do it. That's why all the coaches and managers, it's cliche, but it's a game of adjustments. You cannot just keep doing the same thing all the time. When you're young, like when you're in the minor leagues, and Matt Pauly and I actually talked about this, I think last week maybe, but just this idea that, you know, guys at AAA, pitchers at AAA probably make 10 times as many mistakes as major league pitchers make. And AA, it's probably 20 times. And A-ball, it's 25, 30 times, right? So everybody can throw. Everybody's got good stuff at all of those levels. It's about the precision and then, of course, the detailed game planning that doesn't really exist at any level but Major League Baseball. So you saw, like today, for example, bases loaded and Lars Nootbaar hits a rocket. I don't know, it's like 105-mile-an-hour line drive right at the second baseman because they position so well. And that's something Jeff Passan wrote about today for ESPN that, you know, there are more balls in play this year than there were last year, but offense hasn't changed. And what they're noticing is obviously the defenses are positioned so well, not just in the infield, but in the outfield too, that a lot of things that would have been hits 20 years ago just aren't because they know what tendencies are.
20 years ago, did they line up the way we used to line up in Little League?
No, it would be a lot more detailed, but it wasn't than that it would be. I mean, think about the legend, you know, the legend of Dave Duncan and this giant trunk that he would travel with.
No.
And it had all his notebooks in it, all the scouting information that they just wrote down by hand. And it would be everything that they had seen, and they would have charted all the guys, all the teams that they faced, all the players they faced, and they could use the game, use that. It's basically analytics before analytics, except that all that had was what he saw, not what we've all seen gathered from all the games
forever.
All the time. Right, yeah. Right. So it's just that on steroids, basically. And the Cardinals were really good and benefited from all of that information. It was data, right? That's what it was. But it was one person or one team's accumulation of data as opposed to, you know, and only you're only going to be writing things down based on what you see.
So let's assume that I don't know anything about analytics and I never do. And I'm not talking about understanding it. I mean, I don't know they exist.
Right, right.
But I'm a baseball fan.
Right.
Would I enjoy the game more 20 years ago or 30 years ago before the analytics, or would I enjoy the game more now?
Well, I mean, if you're talking about the way the game is played, it's made players better, which is an interesting definition I'm choosing on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It's made the game more difficult for players, though.
Okay.
Right? So if you were thinking about this, like the difficulty level is harder.
So if you're playing a video game.
Yeah, if you were playing a video game, it used to be on medium. Now it's on super high.
Okay.
Right? Now it's on, you know, whatever. If you're playing Madden, you know, instead of being on all pro, it's on all Madden.
Like
that, it's that much more difficult to, especially for hitters. It's that much more difficult to do the job. But I will say the game was probably more pleasing to watch 20 years ago. There was more, you know, there were more doubles and triples, more action. You know, that I don't think anybody would probably argue that.
Hmm.
In fact,
I would love to hear you and Paulie or the guys on Gas House flesh that out.
Yeah. I mean, that's something that's, you know, when you look at all these rule changes that have happened, that's Major League Baseball acknowledging that, hey, all of this advancement is great. We're smarter. We know more. And it's better for competing, right? It's better to get a competitive edge. But it isn't necessarily more fun to watch.
Yeah.
And it's an entertainment product, too. So what the league can do is make rules changes that try to balance those two things out, right? The NFL does the same thing, by the way. For a long time, the NFL was having a hard time, with offense. Well, they loosened up they tightened up some of the rules against defensive players, things that favored the offense. Well, guess what? Now you got an offensive league. There's a lot of points being scored, a lot of quarterbacks putting up a lot of big numbers. NBA had a problem for a long time with a lack of offense. Well, they changed the rules, and now there's more offense. Hockey had the same thing.
Oh, the clutching.
Right. All of the sports have tried to do that because, in general, offense equals action, mm-hmm. and action equals entertainment.
Isn't that fascinating that, let's say, for example, by analogy, that instead of baseball, we're talking about Andrew playing Magic the Gathering.
Right.
And I like to watch it. And I like to watch like a free-for-all.
Right.
But then over in a couple of years, they figure out a bunch of analytics. Oh, and he plays the Dragon's Lair, then you play this. They're
right.
They're all better, but now I'm a little bored.
It's a little less entertaining. Yeah, I mean, again, it's less variety, right? There aren't as many ways of playing the game now as there used to be. There's kind of more of a unified view of what makes sense. And look, think about it just in general. Think about people's complaints about Hollywood with so many movies being kind of the same or the same formula. You know, we got to have the big blockbuster. It's got to be a comic book movie or a reboot or something that was popular before that we're going to continue doing again, like Star Wars, whatever. Like, that's what gets all of the time and energy, because guess what? That's what wins. And winning in Hollywood means money, means generating revenue. In sports, it means that too, but it also has a separate, you know, there's a winning win or a loss on the field. Doing all the things we're talking about helps you win more games, but it doesn't necessarily make the process more entertaining. Well, nobody's bad or bored or unhappy when your team is awesome, but you want it to be fun when your team is just good too, right? We don't want the Dodgers to be the only teams that are having fun because they win 100 games, because winning is always fun. Mm-hmm. But sports need to be fun even when the team is not a winner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At least to some degree, right? It's never as fun as when you're winning. Winning is always the most fun because you're partying after you win. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I know you are.
Oh.
That's,
win
that's
or
why,
lose,
that's
baby.
Why you're so happy with that 6-1 home record you've been going to.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 321. Going to go to 440 today. Then we'll hand it back over to Matt Pauly, who's doing yeoman's work today with all these pre-games and post-games, and then another game tonight at 540. And this is the last game with the Reds, correct?
No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow at 1140 also. So wow. We have another late start tomorrow.
Okay. Every time we have one, I'm like, I'll see you guys at 2:30.
I know.
And then you're here at 9.
I'm here at 9:30 or 10.
I get here somehow earlier than normal on these days.
No, it's...
Yeah.
Like, I better just get here at 8 o'clock in the morning just to be safe.
Yeah, I get here kind of the normal time too, but like, you know, the one thing I just want to be somewhere at first pitch because I want to watch the game. Well, that, if I do that at home, I'm going to miss something. So,
and then somebody changed all of our televisions.
Well, one of them, yeah one of the channels.
We can't watch the TV anyway.
We can't either.
Good news, though, is that allows me to go into the sports office to watch, which is I can listen to John and Rick and have the game on the TV screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like doing that.
Except it was 95 degrees.
It was hot in there. It's a sauna.
It was terrible.
Today is National Honesty Day.
Uh-oh.
And National Bubble Tea Day. So let me be honest.
Bubble tea sucks?
Bubble tea sucks.
I've never had
it. Tastes like boogers.
It just looks gross.
Like, it is gross.
I think it's fun.
I think it is too.
No, you're both wrong. You're not being honest.
I think you're wrong.
You're not being honest. I don't want floaties in my drinks.
Okay, I will say there's a famous video of like a guy trying it for the first time and he doesn't expect it in there and he ends up like
booting.
Yeah, and I have had very similar because if you got to be ready for
you gotta
it,
be ready.
And when you're not ready for it, and it just ends up going straight down the pipe.
That could be what it is with me because my first and only bubble tea was George Mahey, yeah. And he didn't tell me it had snot, and so I couldn't meet it on my own terms.
We went through a phase. I love my friend George. But he went through a phase where he was tricking us a lot.
Rainwater.
Yeah, he had us drink rainwater. He had us eat crickets. He had us drinking snot bubbles. It was not expected, and we finally had to be like, okay, enough with the tricks, buddy.
I have a PSA here for the olds from the youngs.
Okay.
These are words and phrases that you should not use anymore because it makes you look old.
Okay.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, most people shouldn't use that anyway.
Ever.
Like there's a certain select group of people that can pull it off, but very few.
You know what bothers me? When people type just O instead of O-H, and they're like, oh, snap. I'm like, that's not how you spell it.
I agree with that.
It bothers me, and I can't explain
why. Just being honest.
Distracting.
It's honesty day.
I hate it very much.
It is honesty day. Smell you later.
That's definitely a dad thing.
Well, yeah, what are you, Bart Simpson? Nobody should say smell you later.
I don't think I've ever said that. I like dorky sayings.
Anything that starts with hella.
Yeah, agreed.
That's hella dumb. I'm going to continue.
Yeah, I will continue to say hella. Thank you very much.
Yeah, although I hear youngs say that more than I hear olds say it.
I might have trouble letting go of this next one.
Uh-oh.
In just certain situations.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
I say okie dokie. How many times a day do I text you okie dokie?
Literally
Andrew?
Every day. And I also say it in my day-to-day life every single... At the gas station, I'm okie dokie. In the drive-thru, I'm okie dokie. I am one agreeable son of a gun.
Yeah.
And that's my go-to of choice.
Snap.
Okie dokie.
Isn't that one that though, most people say, like, ironically? Like, knowing
kind
it's
of.
Dorky?
Yeah.
Like, I say it to be a dork.
Yes,
yeah.
right. You know it's not... You don't think it's like, oh,
I'm not
cool
trying
people
to,
say
I'm not
this.
Trying to, like, pick up girls, and I'm like, okie dokie. You know what I mean? I'm not
that's
trying to...
That's a good bit.
Yeah.
Okie dokie, lady.
Regardless of gender, saying dude...
Oh, I love
that's
dude.
That's wrong.
No, dude is perfect. Especially since now it is like a genderless way to address somebody.
Dude.
You just say, hey, dude, what's
it's
up, dude?
It's the perfect utility word.
Yeah.
Is it, Rage, I'll ask you this because these two Philistines won't know. But if if I am walking by a couple of ladies who we work with and I know them, we're cool, and I go, hey, guys, is that wrong?
I don't think so, but some people are very sensitive, so it's just hard to know what to do. I've
it
started
is.
Saying folks, like, hey, folks.
Oh. I just stopped with hey.
Like, who's going to get offended by that?
I have done gang when in uncertain situations. Hey, gang.
Oh.
And y'all always hits, especially in our, you know, more rural environments. Howdy, y'all.
The other day, I saw two women, and I said, hello, ladies, and I felt weird about that.
Yeah, because then that feels like it has connotations to it. It has implications. Like, hello, ladies. I don't know.
Well,
I agree with
you.
Depends
on how you say it, though. Like, you can
don't
put
assume
it,
my ladyhood.
You can say it in a way that's got some stank on it, but you can also say it normally.
Words or phrases you shouldn't say because you sound old. Word.
Again, only a select number of people ever made that word
I
to begin with.
I love saying it ironically.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I like to text it.
Yes.
I think all of us pull it off, honestly.
Not in the way.
We've all said it.
Yeah.
There was a period of time when it was used by cool people, and there are still people cool enough to pull it off, but most not, unless you're using it ironically.
Yes.
Yeah. I like to pose it as a question, like, word?
Yeah.
Number one phrase you should never use anyone, but especially if you're older, is sweet.
I say that every day.
Every single day. Multiple times a day.
This list is about you.
Yeah. I guess so.
I say
this
that
is targeting.
Ironically a lot, because I'm always thinking of Napoleon Dynamite when I say it.
Mm.
I'm always thinking about how sweet whatever the thing I'm thinking about is.
Sweet.
I also will
freaking
be like,
sweet.
Neat.
Or I think of it as Cartman.
Sweet.
Actually, in all honesty, Rach, this has been an intervention for you.
Yeah, Rach,
we planned this.
We all
put together a couple
day.
Of words we don't like that you still say.
It's honesty day. We figured we'd let you know.
We're like, this did not work. This backfired. She's doubling down.
It's not even honesty
day.
We made
there,
that up, too.
Is there anything on there for old people not saying, for reals?
No.
I can't stand it when
word?
Nerds say that.
Word. I haven't heard that.
Yeah. Stop.
Dude. Welcome back.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigators Later.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hi guys, DGS 1041 FM KMOX 333. We're going for a little more than an hour here. And then we will hand you back over to Matt Pauly, who has the Cardinals pregame. And then the second game of the Cards doubleheader against the Reds will start at 5:40 tomorrow. They are back for the final game of the series at 11:40. Am I right? That says that track? Okay,
yes,
good, good, good. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hey, man. It's not cool you're picking on my buddy, Rachel.
Easy, dude.
I knew he'd have my back.
That's right. Always.
Word.
Snap.
Not sweet.
Not sweet.
Noise.
That's another one, man. Noise.
I say all of these things.
I do, too. Most
all
of them.
All of the time.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yep.
Now, there are some things, like if I thought about it long enough, or ask you guys who hear me talk all the time, I'm sure there are certain things that have worked itself into my lexicon that are just going nowhere.
Like what?
I can't think of one right away. But just
no,
things
there are,
that...
There are things that, having been in television, radio, all my adult life, and consultants are good for a couple of things. They get to look at tapes. I don't want any real suggestions from them on how to do the weather. What I want from them is there something I'm doing that annoys you that I don't know I'm doing?
Yeah.
And once in a while, they pick up something.
Stop saying those words, Dave.
Yeah.
Everyone in media has some sort of a verbal auditory tick.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's you say ah or or, you know,
like.
One of mine's always been obviously. Just saying it way too many times. I've done it a couple times where I got into runs on Sports Open Line when I was doing it, and I'd get texts from Steve. Stop saying obviously.
Just buying some time.
Yeah.
I use literally too much.
Yeah, I think most people do.
Yeah.
That's a really common thing. And you know what? When normies, like, you know, when we're just doing it, that's not a big deal. It's a little more annoying, though, when people in a professional setting, like, I don't know if you've seen it a lot, Dave, on newscasts, but it bothers me more when it's like a reporter who should have better words than just like literally happened. Well, I know it literally happened because you're standing in front of the thing that is literally laying on the ground, right?
And I always pride myself on using literally correctly.
Yeah.
Like when you say you're literally flushing your money down the toilet. Well, no, you're not literally.
Right, right.
You're figuratively.
Yes.
But like you said, if I say no, he literally did it. You're like, well,
Yeah.
I assume so. You're telling me.
One thing that drives me nuts is when somebody says, they tell a story and they say, well, it could have been a lot worse. Well, of course it could have. Everything could be a lot worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just add spiders to anything.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's always a next level.
Here's another one I just saw. People were asking, what is the word or words that you mispronounce on purpose to be funny or ironic?
Oh.
I have three I know of.
Uh-huh.
One of them, my good friend Rage hates. Pumpkin.
Not my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like pumpkin.
I also like to say scrimps.
Scrimps.
I like scrimps.
Scrimps, why?
It's just a fun way to say shrimp.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like to say supposedly, kind of making fun of people who say,
I say it, don't do that.
For real.
All of which are good. All of these are good.
Which is mean, because I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's mean. I think it's a pretty obvious word that people should know. See, there I said obvious again.
I say library enough that I have had people think that I think that it's actually spelled and pronounced library.
I thought that until just now.
You're like,
we talk about it a lot.
Yes, and? Well, what's weird about calling it the library?
I got to have something I do that with, but I can't think of it.
I can't think of mine either.
Everybody does that, though, where you just think it's silly and you say it weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always say, how do it work? Because it's just something we've said on the show for forever.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started saying that around Kurt, and I think at first he thought I was dumb.
I'm like, no, how do it work?
Thing.
He's like, I don't know about you.
She's pretty and all. He's telling his brother, she literally says, how do it work?
I need to get her into the library.
And his brother's response was,
learn some words.
His brother's response, word?
Word?
So what are we looking at next couple days, Dave?
Well, let's see how do this work. Yeah, well, look, right off the bat, we've got, I know it's quiet around town right now. We haven't had much over the last couple of hours. And you might be saying, hey, maybe this thing's over. It's not. We are going to see some rapidly developing showers and thunderstorms between 5 p.m. and 10 p.m. That's the prime time. Some of these things will be strong to severe. They're really going to pop up quickly. They'll bring heavy rain, spots of flash flooding, hail, dime to quarter size. Some spots could see up to golf ball size hail. Winds of 60 plus miles per hour. We're looking at dangerous lightning and the possibility of a couple of spin-up tornadoes. A storm watch is possible, could go up here in the next hour, hour and a half or so. And the focus is going to be along I-70 and points south. Now, not everybody's going to see strong to severe weather. This is not a widespread outbreak. These are going to be these little supercells that pop up. And where they hit, you're going to know it. But you might be in one neighborhood saying, oh, it all went around us. It's just going to be one of those setups. Still unsettled on Thursday. But very limited, strong to severe weather, 76 degrees. Friday, things get much better, partly sunny. Going to keep a chance of a couple of showers, but I don't see much. 69, the weekend still looking pretty good. Saturday, partly sunny, 68. Sunday, partly sunny, 71. So let's be alert, you know, basically between now and about 10 o'clock tonight.
Nice. Very good. Headlines, Rage?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So a Fox News op-ed is imploring readers to ignore biased polls and even ignored its own Fox News poll. Liz Peek is a conservative columnist who penned a column for Fox News Digital urging readers to disregard biased polls about President Trump's first 100 days in office. But Fox News had their own poll showing dissatisfaction with Trump's performance, prompting Trump and advisor Stephen Miller to criticize the network's pollster. Okay, what do you guys think about this? If you don't like what you see, just ignore the polling numbers?
I think it's the boy that cried wolf. I'm sure that's a bad metaphor analogy, but we're not this stupid. We see it. Every time something doesn't go your way, someone cheated. Someone has it in for you. The GDP shrunk for the first time in years. It went from the last quarter of Biden's administration plus 2.4 to minus 0.3. That's Biden's fault. I just get so sick of it. And I don't care whether it's Donald J. Trump or it's a third grader in Kirkwood School District. Just stop doing that. We, as a species, are better than that. And our leaders should certainly be better than that. Own it. Own what you broke. and it, do better. Otherwise, I'm scared that you don't understand it.
Yeah.
That's my input.
I would actually just add, or just never cite polls, whether they're good or bad.
Right.
If you're going to say that polls are unreliable, that's kind of where
I am.
I don't pay attention to polls.
If the GDP had gone up, they would have taken full credit.
Right.
Everyone knows this.
Everybody does, too, right? Every administration ever is going to...
That's why I don't watch the Sunday shows anymore.
Yeah.
And it's just a bunch of lies.
And if the
I just kind of go brain dead. When just the word... Here's our latest poll. I don't care.
Yeah, I generally care. Like, I like them for entertainment purposes. Like, if you're going to say, like, a poll of Americans showed that one third of people hate cheese, like, that's fine. It's funny.
I think it's like radio. I don't know about television ratings, but I think polls are like radio ratings. Over a long enough span, it can give you a general idea of who's got a big show and who has a tiny show.
Sure, sure.
But that's about all I would ever use it for. I would never say, like, oh, did you see that Riz went up 0.23?
Right.
No, and neither would Riz. Like, we in the business know it's all kind of BS.
And polls either matter or they don't. They can't selectively be one or the other.
No.
So Barbara Streisand is set to release a new album. I know Wheels is excited.
Is it a metal album?
It's called
Probably Epic. Probably. She's due for one, I think.
Yeah.
It's called The Secret of Life, Partners, Volume 2, and it'll feature duets with top artists like Paul McCartney, Bob Dylan, and Mariah Carey.
Good for her.
Yeah, I mean that'll be cool.
That's some star power.
83 years old, still putting out albums.
She's 83?
83.
I haven't seen her in a long time, I guess.
Mm.
Meta
has to go visit.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy.
Hey, Babs, I'm here.
Meta has launched an AI app. It's a new standalone AI app with a social media component to compete with ChatGPT. The app features a discover feed for users to see AI interactions and a voice mode for engagement. So you can link your Facebook and Instagram accounts, and the app personalizes the user experience with social media context. I keep seeing this on my Instagram now. I'll open it. It'll be like, chat with an AI. Hmm. And the one I saw the other day, it was an AI pig who was very grumpy and mean. And I thought, why would I want to converse with this thing? Who is doing this? But then it was like 4 million people have talked to him.
Weird.
So I guess I'm the weirdo.
Angrypig.ai.
Hey, can I say one thing real quick? Just in the amount of time where we had nothing on radar, what, 3-4 minutes ago?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Got some thunderstorms rapidly developing between Waterloo and Belleville right now. They're not strong. They're not severe. But that just shows you how quickly these things can develop.
Yeah, it looks weird outside. Like, it's
the
just
sky should start to look kind of weird.
It's got that feel.
It's hinky.
People are always asking my wife, why do you want to converse with the angry pig?
That's so mean.
That's different, Andrew.
I know. I thought of it. I was like, I was like, that's funny enough, I should say it.
All right. Watch out, guys. A girlfriend killed her boyfriend after seeing his texts to other women. This happened here in Missouri. A man was fatally shot by his girlfriend in his sleep after she discovered text messages he sent to other women, leading to her arrest and sentencing to 35 years in prison. Man, the whole thing is bad.
Yeah.
The incident occurred on New Year's Eve in Marshfield, Missouri, with the girlfriend confessing to the shooting after finding the messages. The victim's mother expressed disbelief over the shooting, stating that her son was a family man and hard worker. The girlfriend pleaded guilty to second-degree murder and armed criminal action in the case.
She definitely got what she deserved.
Oh, yeah.
But guys should not do that.
Yeah, I mean, he shouldn't have done that, but he shouldn't be dead.
No, he should not be dead.
I mean, this is just a very tragic story.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine no one regrets it more than her.
Right. Like, there's no way it was worth it. There's no way she's like, I'm so glad I did that.
Prison for basically the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Which is what, again, what deserved. That is what's deserved.
Right.
What deserved.
One more story for you. A giant sea monster fossil has been unearthed in the Mississippi mud.
What?
Yes. The single vertebrae discovered belonged to a massive marine reptile that lived during the late Cretaceous period, weighing up to 20,000 pounds and reaching lengths of 50 feet.
Loch Ness can't be far.
What was the name?
Mosasaurus.
Oh, it's a Mosasaurus!
Do you know what that is?
Predator. Yeah, they're in the Jurassic Park movies. There's a new one that's coming out. Yeah.
Very nice.
They're badasses. They're big.
Mississippasaurus.
They eat everything.
So it was found where?
On the banks of the Mississippi River.
So I wonder if that means that the Mississippi as we know it was there then, or just that...
No idea.
You know?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's an interesting question.
Yeah.
Could have been an ocean.
I was going to say.
Yeah, right? Wouldn't think something that big would be able to like thrive in a river.
I mean,
yeah.
They disappeared around 66 Cretaceous? Million years ago. Yes, sir.
I'm going to Google.
Cretaceous.
Yes.
Cretaceous, period.
All right, let's see here. I pulled up the map. Oh, yeah, I think that part was underwater.
Like oceans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just the whole world is underwater, well, no, and Kevin's like, it's probably underwater,
I'm looking
too.
At the Cretaceous period map, and it's like, it's all, that's Pangaea.
Mm.
And
yeah, there you go.
Water that kind of looks like it's all the way up where we're currently sitting.
So it was Pangaea 66 million years ago?
I don't know. It just looks like it. I don't know if that's technically what it is. Mm. They're just all jammed together. All the continents are jammed together.
We're jammed together. So the oceans were massive.
Yeah.
I like that. That was Mr. Burns' password.
Pangaea.
It looks like, I don't think it was an ocean, but it looks like that was part of what was underwater.
Because
it's a different color blue, but it's blue.
It was Horseshoe Lake a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
There we go.
Our driveway, like most driveways, had gravel. And I was a bored little kid, and I would look at the little pieces of gravel. And when I would find a fossil on one, I would freak out because I would think that there was like a prehistoric river that went through my actual driveway.
Oh?
Yeah.
That would be like...
I wasn't so smart.
But it's a good dream when you're a kid, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, we found a lot of Native American artifacts. Tons.
You guys did?
Well, I was only about 7 miles north of Cahokia Mounds.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So we were in that area.
Yeah.
I'm sure there were people living where we lived.
Yeah.
On Wilson Street.
Yeah. I'm sure they called
That's where
that
they
too.
Had the big sundial.
They're like, yeah,
run Wilson.
By the Lewis and Clark Motel.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. Every time I'd go see my mom, I would just... stare. I never went to visit it, though. Next time I go to her grave, I have to go there. But literally a mile from the home I grew up in is where Lewis and Clark set out on their trip.
Huh.
And there's some little cabins. I think they built them to look like.
Yeah,
I don't think they're
in.
They're
yeah.
actually their cabins.
It's cute.
But
it's cute. The tower is a little... I mean, the tower's fine. You go up the tower and you can...
I got to crap on the tower.
I'm not crapping on the tower. I just, you know, you go up the tower, you look around, you're like, oh, this is...
That is a cornfield.
The view is not what you would think it would be. You'd think it'd be this like grand, majestic view.
I bet it's exactly what I think it would look like.
Yeah.
I can see my house from here.
I think that was my problem, was that I was expecting a view that was perhaps unrealistic.
Yeah, something your mind promised.
It's like a 30-foot tower.
Right. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
All righty.